favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. If you're known, it's been approved. Tiger grants. How was state with that?
I've got a little bit of information. I'd like to start off by introducing our new clerk, Coroner Danielle Harrison. Hi, Danielle. Frank Preston, this is Buddy Robert. Rick Zegers. Famous General Charles MacArthur. Mike Zimmerman with HDR and the newspaper. Mel and David Lundstrom from Great River Engineering. Who else?
Brian Spinks.
Brian Spinks.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about updates on Tiger funding. I did get a letter from Spencer last week, an email, that says nearly 1,000 construction grant applications for more than $19 billion from all 50 states, U.S. territories, and the District of Columbia, far exceeding the $600 million in Tiger transportation investment generating economic recovery dollars. The U.S. Department of Transportation can award for infrastructure projects ranging from highways and bridges to transits and ports. So what does that mean? That means a whole heck of a lot of people went through the same process that we did. But we'll keep our fingers crossed. 1,000 construction grant applications for more than $19 billion with $609 million. Update on right-of-way donations. Rick Ziegenfuss did a lot of work, it looks like. Did you bring that, Rick? Did you want to cover that?
Just the fact that some time ago, Frank and I, Commissioner Stropas, met with the owners of a parcel of land in Hollister, Anchor Bank Syndicated Services Incorporated, and it's part of the East-West Corridor right-of-way. The outcome of that meeting was I was requested task, I looked at that, to request the right-of-way from the banks to donate the right, or the bank to donate the right-of-way from through Hollister to our city limits. So I went ahead and did that, and that just consisted of a cover letter, a map stating which parcels would be affected and how much land each of those would give up, and then Great River had prepared either a warranty deed or a perpetual right-of-way easement and the legal description to go along with that. The bank would choose one or the other instruments, whichever they felt most comfortable with, and I did include that along with some other materials the bank had requested and forwarded this on the 15th of September. So we've requested the right-of-way for that. A little update along with that, in the advisory council's purview here was extending the road over to Maple Street from the interchange to Maple Street. There's a section of that that's in unincorporated Tane County. Fundamentally, the property owners there are the Hendersons. Previous to this, we have had a subdivision replat made up for the Henderson property that does reflect this right-of-way through there. They would like to, and this is a little outside of my legitimate authority as a city guy, they'd like to speak. If the bank will give up this piece of right-of-way, then they're willing to talk about giving up their piece of right-of-way. They don't want to give that up and then have it go nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the bank says, well, you know, I'm worried about the Hendersons. Are they going to give this if we give this? Chicken or egg, that's how the right-of-way goes. So at any rate, this is the first step on that. The bank has everything they need to do to execute this, and I thought I'd give them about 10 days, which is kind of this week.
That's what I wanted.
To them again, see if they've received all the stuff they need and that. So that's kind of an update as I know it. Frank has copies of this. Anybody that's interested in that, you're welcome to take a look at it. Or if there's something else that the advisory board would like me to do, I'll be happy to do it as far as this goes.
Did the Hendersons request monetary compensation, or did they get that far?
we've been through so many generations of this. I actually personally, this is how long I've been at it, spoke with INEPS. And they have not, but that's off and on. And I think there's some inter-family relationship that mm-hmm. has to do with that from time to time. So currently, they haven't. I don't know how much detail you want on this, but it doesn't divide just real cleanly on existing ownership lines. On the south side of that, there's a small sliver that's close to Steve Anderson's property versus it comes off of a 6-acre parcel. Again, this is outside the city of Hollister, but I believe that if city council would be willing to give some utility line extension concessions if they do this, it would probably far offset the appraised value of their property.
Yeah, the improvements would, and it opened it up for development.
And so I think their property, with that road being there, even if they decided just to live on it, having improve city utilities. They've got some city utilities there, but they would be improved. We could bring that to the partnership with the county, and I think we could probably do all right with that. So that's kind of a way forward, but again, if there's objections to that, we'll be happy to work with that. But that's kind of where we're at. Hopefully kind of a common sense solution to getting that land. I would also believe that it may be in everybody's best interest to say, look, we'll commit this land for a period of 10 years. If nothing happens in 10 years, it's back up. I think that might be reasonable if we need to do it that way.
It's good to have options for. So,
you would assume that the bank's legal council would have to approve one of your requests, or one of Archer's. Great Rivers request.
One of those two formats would be the only two legal formats they could use, but they may say perpetual easement. We think that it makes more sense for a property owner to deed the property because it becomes public right away and they don't pay taxes on it. On easements, you pay taxes. So a lot of people say, well, I just want an easement. Well, they're paying for the road when they really don't need to. So that would just be advice. Because once it's signed, it's perpetual easement, it's going to be low. I guess we could take the tax out for the road, but that seems to make sense. But yes, legal review. Bankers Bank Syndicated Services is a cooperative of banks, and there are 39 owners of these parcels. So they speak with one voice, but they have to get, or there's some mechanics to this. The property there would be highly more valuable to have this in public right of way than if they don't. So it would make some sense of that. Also, too, at least on the Hollister portion of this, that is in an area that has the potential to have a TIF. If it does have a TIF, this would be a developer improvement that would share money with, that they have to build the road. And I think, at least in all the plans that I'm aware of, this is a developer improvement to that property. I don't know that we're recommending that this would be a patient public government, county or city government improvement to that property. This would be a private improvement that we would be willing to partner in, that it's going to take private money to build this road. They don't need the right of way. And currently they're paying property and all this right of way. If they were dedicated, they could get that off their property taxes. They could get that off their property tax rolls on the street. So that's kind of the discussion that we had at the meeting the other day, now, 6 weeks ago or whatever.
Rick, do you know if the OTC is still moving forward in their plans to build?
Yes. OTC will make an announcement within the next 10 days on the site in Hollister. It's near the interchange. And we'll preempt that on the public record. We're not going to do that, but they have signed contracts. And they will be making a press release. I think it's going to be a joint release between Hollister School District, City of Hollister, OTC. But it will be right around the interchange.
The reason I brought that up, I thought maybe potentially, at one time I thought they had talked about being somewhere on the East-West Corridor, maybe not, but it sounds like the site.
They would have chosen a different site if the East-West Corridor was here. It would have been closer to service to East County. But this is the closest place that they could get that could be reasonably serviced by that road, but not on a non-existing road. I have also provided most recently to the Hollister School District a drawing of how that intersection at East-West Corridor Road and BD Highway, that proposed intersection, how that would lay. They have purchased that land from Mr. Bowman, so the House School District now owns that land, and they are going to make some initial improvements, such as the cross-country track and things, and they are not wanting to put those improvements in the future right away. So they got that map and they're making decisions based on that. And again, I think at some point they may be amenable to talking with, again, that's unincorporated Canyon County, so. OTC's acreage was 200 acres? No, OTC's acreage was about 12.
Okay.
Okay.
Somewhere I read that I was supposed to have had the scoring of all the projects turned in at this point in time. Mr. Strathus and I had a meeting last week, and I related to him that I thought it was important that the members of the board, and then he actually found it in the bylaws somewhere, that the members of the board be involved in the scoring process, similar to how Mr. Ziegenfuss and I were involved with the planning of the new Tanicomo Bridge. If we as members go through the scoring process, you can see how and why your projects ranked a certain way. So I put out this little Tanicomo County Transportation Advisory Board, sort of bylaws and rules, but the methodology, but under the prioritization, it's very, very complicated. And I'm wondering if we shouldn't use the same categories, like safety and quality of communities, access to opportunities and congestion relief, economic competitiveness and environmental protection, if we shouldn't use those same things. But the format, if you get a chance to read it. So what I'm hoping out of today was that we would go through the list of suggestions and Randy would pull those up on the computer so that we could, as a group, see what everybody's suggestions were. And if there needs to be further definition or description in the project, that I could incorporate that into the project list. And this, you have want to move in a different direction, Mr. Roberts? Okay. And also, Rick, if you don't mind me just explaining that there was some confusion on District 1 and 7. I have a really nice detailed description of District 1, which is the district that Mr. Ziegenfuss thought he was a...
I thought I represented Hollister. I do that all the time, and I kind of was in on the ground force on this, so I put in later. I've got some legal things that about representing unincorporated Canyon County District representing Hollister.
So I did talk to Mr. Strauss about. Did I relate that back to you that we have talked?
I too have talked.
Okay.
So, anyway, well, I'm here today.
The first one we're bringing up on the screen is Acacia Club, and the description that I had for this was this project was nominated by College of the Ozarks, and they have expressed their willingness to partner in a major role. Acacia Club road as it leaves the Hollister city limits to the west, guides to the northwest, and continues along the top of the bluff that is a couple hundred feet tall. The college owns the majority of the parcels adjoining their current alignment. They would like to see the road realigned to the south, thus leaving Hollister in a straight westerly direction until it reaches the bottom of the hill and reconnect to the existing.